human spirit, explorations of the other people within me. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 speaks of our human spirit. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two poems. The first, November the 12th, 2017, at 3:15 a.m. Spirit taking dominion. It's 3 a.m. I'm up again. I shouldn't be. I hate this again. Just because I couldn't sleep. That's right, I couldn't sleep. My spirit pushed me out of bed to get this expectant stanza said. Why not bone broth so I am fed? Boring typing I see instead. There's more to this than mere earworms. The body frets, the soul just squirms. There's issues here, must come into terms. What is it for that some part yearns? Some undercurrent tumbles relentlessly, constrained some way to some degree, arraigned in stocks before the judge, shackles, cuffs in onward trudge. Where is this image coming from? Whose imagination's on the run? The backcloth isn't of a son. I like the path, don't get me wrong. The soul is used to making hay, not here and there, but hay all day. Complaints and problems hold such sway, and here's the question, for what pay? Spirit's clashing with the soul, wants to ferret out the mole. Spirit wants to make us whole, the Holy Spirit has a role. Hand in hand, my spirit and the Lord have much to say and will be heard. The soul its rule, we can't afford. Its dominance is so abhorred. This battle, now it must be fought. The reigning monarch will be taught, else going forward will be fraught, and much more failure will be bought. So soul, old chap, here's the deal. You are confined to watch the heel. The rearguard role you may not feel is worthy of sumo wrestler steel. Note on whose heel my spirits dwell, a place in which they far excel, he's and she's in parallel, seven spirit part carousel. Okay, you need some explanation. What you heard is not a notion. What you think is no commotion. Spirit just got a big promotion. Being at heel is no demise. Yes, to you a big surprise, but spirits find it is the prize in keeping Jesus in their eyes. Dink, interlude in the kitchen while the iPhone initiates an interrupt update. There's so much more that must be said before we can go back to bed. So soul, here's solace for your head, some bone broth so you can get fed. These words that flow, I have to smile. I love my spirit and their style. Saul's got to move a country mile and follow now with no denial. I get the sense the soul saw plight. Get kudos now for this insight. For days now has been staging fright, poetic comeuppance in the night. I am amazed that life's not static, that nighttime can't cramp the poetic, and why I sleep up in the attic. Veronica sleeps peacefully below, no panic. So upstairs with broth in hand, it's almost weird, it seems so planned. The soul, though, needs to understand the heavenly watch is always manned. Now soul is getting some goosebumps, sees benefits from getting lumps, how spirits really come up trumps. All bets off now, it's all fist pumps. So back now in full declaration to catch soul up in celebration. There's much to know, but not sensation, real stuff. For our preparation. So soul, there's more for you to know, to feed you and to help you grow. Before we reap, we have to sow. We have to learn to pull the plough. That's why we need to know what's real and why we follow heel to heel. It's covenant and not just spiel. The Lord's the lead and that's his deal. As spirit keeps their eyes on him, then soul and spirit limb to limb and body follows in the swim, a perfect passion paradigm. Our triune eyes on the Trinity, who's always in the vicinity, guiding, disciplining, constantly, protecting us from big beastie. The breath our spirit does display, though their seven portion, through their seven portion array, will encourage you, soul, to obey, especially when we face the fray. Another key for you to learn, as now it's getting time to turn to the sleep that I know you yearn. That's not our spirit's main concern. Our spirit needs time to fellowship. You could call it apprenticeship. In the night watches, while we kip, the Holy Spirit provides mentorship. Our spirit knew eternal light before you, soul and bod, had sight. The heavenly realm's a different fight, but that's a poem for another night. Good night, soul. Sleep tight. Kat Shea, my mentor, gave this response. Yay, a victory poem, including the fray. Each conflicting part of you's having its say. Night watches are God's beginning of day. It's a special time for Holy Spirit to relay. That spirit, soul, and body could rhyme to pray with our living Savior who taught the way and truth for life to be much more than okay. Our Father gave God our spirit a way to bathe so the taints of the world would be washed away. And the spirit could lead soul in newness of faith. Yay! Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Kat Shea. And Soulish Pain, November 12th, 2017, a follow-on from this previous poem. Unhealed locomotion isn't a new notion. Heal to heal to heal, the only way to heal. Soul, when you're fearing pain, get back in the train, fall in line all the time, and mitigate the strain. His yoke is easy and his burden light, Holy Spirit the engine all day and night, and our spirit follows in his papoose, then soul and bod in the caboose.